Chapter disclaimer. This book is not a manual, not an instruction, not a recipe. This is my experience. Subjective, specific, mine. It worked for me. Not guaranteed to work for you. Not guaranteed to fit. Not guaranteed to be safe. Over 20 years of trying to get out of what I was in, I tried many things. Some of those things were legal. Some were not. The book mentions ketamine, MDMA, psilocybin mushrooms, marijuana. I do not recommend, promote, or encourage the use of any of these substances. I describe my experience, honestly, without romanticizing. Some of these substances gave me insights that no therapy ever did. Some nearly killed me. Between those two points, nothing predictable. Psychoactive substances are not a path to recovery. They are what I tried along the way when it seemed like there were no other doors left. If you are considering a similar experience, do it only with professional guidance, only legally in your jurisdiction, only with full understanding of the risks. My story is not permission. I also describe suicidal thoughts, self-harm attempts, domestic violence, physical and emotional abuse of a child. These are not topics for light reading. If you are in crisis right now, please reach out for help. No book can replace a living person beside you. The ACA, Adult Children of Alcoholics Program, which takes up a significant part of this book, is a mutual aid program, not psychotherapy. I am not a therapist, not a psychologist, not a doctor. I am a person who went through a certain experience and decided to write it down. The names of some people in this book have been changed. Some details were deliberately omitted or generalized to protect those I love and those I once hated. Where it was shameful, I tried to be honest. Where it hurt others, careful. Everything described in this book is how I remember and feel it. Memory is an unreliable witness, especially the memory of a child who grew up in chaos. I do not claim objectivity. I claim honesty. This book was not written to blame anyone. Not the grandmother who beat me but fed me. Not the mother who abandoned me but gave birth to me. Not the husband who stayed silent but stayed. They all did what they knew how to do, as did I. This book is my testimony. My book is for those who trust no one, not even themselves. For those whom nothing from the outside helps. For those who look very successful on the outside but want to die inside. For those who could easily commit suicide, and no one would ever understand why. Because from the outside, everything looked fine. A person who got lucky, who had it all figured out. Someone who is alone, even in a family, even among friends, even at a party. For those who need not the words, just love yourself. But concrete steps. For the thorough ones, for the analytical ones, for the controllers, for the perfectionists. For those whose defenses once saved their life and are now killing them. For those who grew up with a curse the body believed. For those who think the script has already been written. It has not been written. It can be rewritten. I am living proof. I am writing this book while on the 12th step of ACA. The 12th step says, pass it on. Share what you received. Not because you are healed. Because staying silent hurts more than speaking. I write for those who have lost hope, who are overwhelmed by emptiness and the desire to die. I know what that is. I know how hard it is to climb out of there, and I know how important it is that you are not alone in it. I want to be that person through this book, the one I never had. I write for those who do not believe in God. The ACA program works. Even if you believe in nothing, my higher power is not God in the conventional sense. It is my higher self. Loving parent, the inner parent I had to create from nothing. Meditation and breath work are not a ritual, but a concrete tool that works at the level of the nervous system. For those who need proof, not faith, this book. I write for those sitting in isolation, because isolation is the coping mechanism of every adult child of an alcoholic. Isolation is emptiness. I want to help those who are in it. How to be there and not fall apart. How to get out. Relying on yourself. with the feeling that life can fill with color again. I write for people in AA who have spent 30 years confessing and still never dug to the root, who were never taught how to build a loving parent inside themselves, whose solution is to rely on God. But what about those who don't believe? Meditation and breathwork and loving parent, that is what heals. But it is not practiced in AA. I want to make it known. And I also write for Arseny, my son, not for little Arseny, for the one who will someday grow up and want to understand why his mom was the way she was, why she screamed, why she cried, why she sometimes looked at him as if she hated him, and why, despite all of that, every time, every day, she chose him. I cannot explain this to him in words, so this book is not words. It is an act. Here, look. This is where I came from. This is what I went through. This is why I did what I did. Not because you are bad, not because I don't love you, but because inside me lived a girl no one taught to love, and she was learning on you, crooked, painfully, with mistakes, but learning. If one day you open this book and recognize your mother in it, know, I wrote every word so that you would understand. Not through explanations, through the story, through actions, through the truth. There is hope, even for those who had nothing, especially for them. Because when you have nothing left to lose, you are finally ready to try.